This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, welcome back. It is Joe Beamer filling in for the great David Bellavia here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I am so honored to be joined by Scott Jennings. You know him as the one of the very few rational voices on CNN. Also the author of the upcoming book, A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. Always have a problem with that word. Scott Jennings is here. Scott, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, I really appreciate the time today. It's an honor to be with you.
Scott, you know, when I booked this, I thought, okay, there's going to be, you know, something else in the news, more current events. And obviously, there have been, but the Biden scandal. I keep on going back to this Biden scandal, the Biden cover-up. How do you make sense of this, and what more do you expect to come out?
If I had a nickel for every anchor and fellow pundit who used the phrase, the big lie, after the 2020 election, I'd be a rich man, and you would be too. We could split it and both be rich. And now I wonder what these people have to say for themselves, because obviously, the big lie, the real lie, was Joe Biden. 4 years of a presidency where the president may or may not have been in full control of his mental faculties, didn't know what decisions were being made on his behalf. I mean, the consequences here are stark. I mean, it's a constitutional republic. We elect presidents. And now they're saying that the White House was run like a Politburo, where at best Joe Biden was a senior member of the board. This is not right. So I, at a minimum, expect congressional investigations, congressional hearings. And I'd like to find out who out there was acting to subvert our democracy in Biden's White House, in his family, and so on and so forth. We, at a minimum, must have investigations and congressional inquiries, because this goes to the very heart of our constitutional republic.
Do you think we get the primetime hearings like we did for January 6th?
You know, we deserve it. And here's the thing. So many people participated in it. You'd have an endless number of people to investigate. I mean, think about it. Every senior Democrat in the country went on television at one time or another and said, oh, I've been with him in private. And in private, you know, he's riding unicycles and doing trigonometry and juggling knives. He's fine. Don't worry. Every single senior Democrat participated in this cover-up. Why shouldn't they answer questions now about why they lied to the American people? It's outrageous. It's outrageous what they did. And now they say, well, it's over now. Let's just move on. No, I'm not ready to move on, because it was a four-year cover-up. It's the biggest scandal in modern American political history. And after all the energy that was expended on investigating and bogusly indicting Donald Trump, I think we could spend a little energy here on Joe Biden, if you ask me.
You know, Scott, you were talking about it while he was still running for president on those panels on CNN. I like to think that I have that I can, you know, face to face, be able just to tell someone how much full of you know what I think they are. I mean, you do it nightly basis. How do you face these panels night after night?
Well, I've been with CNN for a few years now, and I've gotten pretty good at predicting a lot of the ridiculous things that I'm going to hear. But what I've just come to the realization is that we got a short time on these panels, and we get a short attention span from people, and maybe only certain people are going to see the clips, right? They're not watching the whole show. And I got a short period of time to tell people the truth, not a narrative. I think the biggest problem with the media today, and the reason people aren't watching and the reason people are seeking out other news sources, is because they're sick and tired of narratives instead of just someone telling them the truth. What can I see with my own eyes? What can I hear with my own ears? And you got people on television telling you not to believe your own eyes and ears. Part of my mission is going on television and just telling people the truth. That's all I'm trying to do.
And seeing you were at the Democrat National Convention. I was like, oh, all right, there's one person to take the title of your book with common sense inside that arena.
Yeah, I mean, I was there, and I got to credit CNN. I mean, they're platforming an actual debate these days. Most cable television is just five or six people agreeing with each other, which is super boring. But, you know, they decided to say, let's put a real conservative, somebody with a real critical eye inside these debates, inside that arena. And I was able to I think, bring some real value to the coverage. I credit CNN for doing it. You didn't hear any critical voices over on MSNBC, that's for sure. And so I was glad to sit there with David Axelrod and Van Jones and the rest and just sort of give a perspective that half the country, or maybe more than half the country, was having. And so anyway, I was glad to do it. And I thought our coverage of the conventions last year was extremely good, very valuable, and probably the best of any of the cable networks.
No, I agree. And, you know, Scott, it's the conversation that all Americans should be having. Like, it's so refreshing to hear you guys on CNN doing those conversations, be it at the 4 o'clock show, all the shows that in the primetime, they're having the conversations that so many Americans, I feel today, just run away from. Instead of actually having that conversation and expressing opinions, people get red in the face, you know, might say a curse word and walk away.
Well, a lot of conversations also are had where they're trying to convince you that, you know, a position held by 20% of Americans is actually mainstream, is actually the majority position in the country, when we know that it's not. I mean, we had one Friday night on Abby's show. We were talking about this issue of these boys playing girls sports. It's going on in California, going on in Washington, going on in Minnesota. I mean, it was happening all over the country. And I had to sit there and listen to people tell me, well, you know, it doesn't happen very often. I mean, it was literally happening in three states while we were sitting there. And I was able to just claim, flatly say, this is not a majority position. This is an 80-20 issue. And I might have been lowballing it. Might be 95-5 if you want the truth. And we were having a conversation. One person said to me, well, maybe we just need more studies to find out whether they're actually different. And I said, well, we've had millions of years of studies. I think the evidence is in. Boys and girls are different. And Abby asked me point blank, what accommodations should we make? Very simple. Boys play against boys. Girls play against girls. Voila, problem solved. Now, if I weren't sitting there on that set Friday night, I'm not sure who would have been able to carry that position. So, I think these debates are valuable. And CNN having this debating show at 10 is paying off. It's our highest rated show. It's our fastest growing show because you can see there's an obvious hunger for this kind of content in our political discourse right now. More debate, less bubble, ideological bubble crap, you know?
I see what you did. Hunger. You guys were on the Food Network set.
We were. That's the first time we've ever done that over there. We're going to do it every Friday night. Call it Summer Fridays. We had a chef making pasta salad. It was a lot of fun.
Sounds great. They talk about studies. I mean, like you said, you have to look at California. The pitcher in the softball championship threw 14 scoreless innings. I mean, no one got close to getting a hit off this person.
No, I mean, track and field, swimming, softball. And how about today? We now have the conclusive evidence that the from the Olympics last summer, you know, the boxing participant that everybody was claiming at the time was a girl. Definitely not. Definitely a dude. And pummeling these other poor women who were in the boxing championships, pummeling them. I mean, people have gotten really hurt from these unfair competitions. But even if people don't get hurt, it's just fundamentally unfair for a girl to work her entire life to get to the finals or to get to some, you know, vaulted position in her sport, only to be beaten up by a boy, only to be aced out by some dude. I mean, the real culprits here are the adults who are failing these children in the first place, but we shouldn't punish millions of little girls because a handful of adults are failing the children in their lives. This is an outrageous issue, and one of the core issues I think that is dragging down, did drag down last year and continues to drag down the Democratic Party.
You know, Scott, obviously we see the firsthand here in New York State, the Democratic Party. You've been part of the Bush administration. You were with Mitch McConnell. Are you surprised that the Democrats today, no matter what, will continue to double down against whatever Trump says, even if it's something as clear, like you said, a 95-5 topic like boys and girls sports or criminal illegal aliens in this country? Are you surprised how much they will not veer off that? Well, if Trump says it, it must be bad.
Yeah, it's crazy to me that when you take the 20% of every 80-20 issue in America, that you're then surprised that you have a 20% approval rating. I mean, that's effectively what they've done to themselves, the Democrats over in Congress. And they appear not to be interested in slowing down at any time. Casey Hunt, one of our anchors, asked me on the air the other day, you know, who do you think the leader of the Democratic Party is? And I said, well, I don't know who the leader is, but I know who runs it, Donald Trump, because everything they do revolves around Donald J. Trump. It's one of his magical powers. He forces all of his Democratic opponents to take these crazy positions just to oppose him. And they never stop to ask themselves, what if Trump is right? What if he's right? I mean, he's certainly right on illegal immigration. He's certainly right on banning boys from playing girls' sports. I mean, he's right on a number of things. And the reflexive need to oppose him is destroying the Democratic Party, along with their harboring of anti-Semitism and along with their harboring of people who have violent tendencies. That's what's destroying the Democrats right now. And until they break out of this ridiculous cycle, they're going to keep losing, in my opinion.
Do you think this type of cycle, as you mentioned, do you think that helps, that carries over to the midterms? I mean, Republicans have such a slight majority. Is there a way that, you know, they continue doubling down on this type of stuff, Republicans could keep control of the House?
Yeah, I do think there's a way Republicans can win in the midterms. I certainly think Republicans are in solid shape to hold the Senate. But in the House, it will be close. I mean, there's a lot of very, very close districts out there, and they've been close for a number of cycles. The big challenge, of course, for the Republicans is there's a lot of people who turn out to vote for Donald Trump, but have not necessarily shown they want to turn out and vote for other Republicans in off-year or midterm elections. So that's really the challenge of the Republican Party, how to convert all these millions of new people that have been attracted to Trump into regular Republican voters. But the big problem for the Democratic Party is their brand sucks right now. And it sucks because they're on the wrong side of all these 80-20 issues, and a lot of them are more than just the daily squabbles in Washington. They are fundamental. They are elemental to our society. It's about the future of America. It's about the future of Western civilization, and it's about whether we're going to harbor people in our country who fundamentally want to destroy our country and what we stand for. As long as they sort of adhere to these people and stick with these people, they run the risk of squandering what history says should be a good midterm. And midterms usually are good for the out party, but they're going to squander that if their brand stays as bad as it is. And the reason their brand is bad is because of all these 80-20 issues we've been talking about.
So how do we bring that to New York State, Scott Jennings? How do Republicans start to chip away at the stronghold Democrats have in this state?
Well, obviously, you've got a big problem in New York City. But interestingly, Trump did better in 2024 in New York than any Republican presidential candidate had done, I think, in 30 years, maybe more. You look at some of the precinct by precinct and district by district results in New York City. Trump actually set some records in how he did. You can see people are sick of it. People are sick of it. And they are attracted, I think, to this common sense message. One of the great things I think Trump has done is brand the Republican Party the party of common sense, because by definition, it means your opposition is the party of uncommon nonsense. And there's a lot of people out there who are tired of being labeled conservative or liberal or Republican or Democrat. They're just looking for people who are common sense. So my advice to Republicans has been latch on to the president's branding here, because I think he's got it dead right. The Republicans are the party of common sense, and that's what we're going to be for. And the Democrats, well, if you want uncommon nonsense, you can stick with that. I think you've certainly experienced that in New York State.
Scott, speaking of common sense, it's your book coming out in December. You can pre-order now. What to expect from the book?
Yep, it's called A Revolution of Common Sense. I thought of it after I heard the president use that phrase in the inaugural address. And I met with him in February in the Oval Office, and he agreed to cooperate. I've interviewed a number of members of his administration and the cabinet, and I've also done a lot of analysis and just sort of my own observations of some of the big issues that cover roughly the first 100 days. So there'll be some interesting conversations in there with key players. A lot of my observations about how I was sort of seeing the world. I went to the president's 100th day rally with him in Michigan, where he, you know, he basically said, it doesn't matter, you know, whether you're left or you're right or whatever the heck you call yourself, all we're trying to do here is have a restoration of common sense. And I really do believe that that branding, his putting that imprimatur on the Republican Party, is going to endure. And it's what makes it the party attractive to so many people who never thought of being Republicans before, but they're coming in now. It's pretty obvious. He has grown the party, and a lot of it has to do with this idea of, can we just have some common sense? And that's why I wrote the book. I told him I thought 100 people would write books crapping on him, and he needs one person who's kind of speaking for half the country to give him a good, solid defense of what he's doing, and I think this book will deliver.
All right, Scott, what are you on CNN tonight?
I'll be on today in the 5 o'clock hour with Jake Tapper, and that's my next appearance. And then I've got, I think I'm back in New York on Wednesday. I think I'll be on Abby Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week. So 3 nights in a row beginning Wednesday with Abby, and we'll do Jake today at 5 and maybe a few other spots sprinkled in there. But my main perch, as you know, is the 10 o'clock show with Abby, and I try to do it 3, sometimes 4 nights a week, but this week it'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Well, Scott, always love watching you on TV and appreciate you joining me today. Hope to talk again soon.
Hey, appreciate the time today. An honor to be with you. Thank you.
That is the great Scott Jennings. His book coming out in December, A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. You can pre-order that now on Amazon. Again, it's coming out Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025, just in time for Christmas. And I'm so excited we were able to get Scott on today. Been looking forward to that interview and hope you enjoyed it. I know I did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable! Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.